says Wade Rafke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Uber's board is debating putting its controversial CEO and founder on a three-month leave in order to try and change the culture of the company. About 35% of patients with employer insurance were on a high deductible plan in 2016, up from 24% in 2011, putting more pressure on drug pricing regulation. Tens of thousands of protesters held anti-corruption rallies across Russia in a show of defiance by the opposition to the Kremlin. More than 1,000 were arrested, and protest organizer Alexei Navalny was seized outside his home in Moscow and sentenced to 30 days in jail. Yet another appeals court says President Trump's travel ban to limit immigration is illegal. About a third of the counties nationwide have only one insurer, a figure that has more than doubled since 2014. Puerto Rico's plebiscite for statehood was the fifth taken since the U.S. acquired the territory in 1898. Over 6,000 inmates have escaped or broken out of prisons in the Congo in recent weeks. Supreme Court ruled that mothers cannot be favored over fathers in determining citizenship and to otherwise is unconstitutional sex discrimination. Environmentalists and others say that the Interior Secretary's recommendation to shrink the size of Bears Ears National Monument in Utah would violate the Antiquities Act and the Separation of Powers Doctrine. In a study of 7,000 men and women in Alameda County begun in 1965, researchers found that people who were disconnected from others were roughly three times more likely to die during the nine-year study than people with strong social ties. In the UK, an exit poll indicated that turnout among those 18 through 24 rose 12 percentage points over the last general election 2 years ago. Two-thirds of those young voters went for Labour. The attorneys general of D.C. and Maryland have sued, alleging that the U.S. and foreign government payments to President Trump's hotels and other businesses violate the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. Rotary International and the Gates Foundation and the Canadian government are among the donors who've pledged $790 million to vaccinate millions of children by 2020 in an effort to eradicate polio. Voice the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.